It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble continuing on. We've had a morning of talking about publishing and with my son, Christopher Coble, who is a published author with, he tells me 9 books, not 11. And before that, we talked about all sorts of famous writers and things that they had done. Well, we're going to kind of switch it here, and we're on Swap Shop. And if you're interested in selling some of your goods, you know, like your toaster oven or your, I don't know, pair of shoes, or I'm not sure I'd buy shoes from people on the air. But anyway, if you have things that you're interested in selling, like golf clubs or something along that line, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again. 740-383-9944, and we'll put it on the air for you. Okay, and maybe we can sell it for you. Give us a call. Tell us what you have to sell. We prefer not to, well, we actually do not put on the air things that have to be registered, or, you know, like guns or houses or cars or stuff like that. Anything that you have to fill out legal paperwork to sell, we're not going to do that sort of thing. But, you know, tchotchkes that you have laying around the house that you're just trying to get $5 for, or like my golf clubs. One set of my golf clubs are pretty good. Actually, both of them are pretty good. But one set I probably will keep. One of these days, I'm going to put those online. If you have a garage sale that's going on this weekend, I know it's kind of rainy, but if you have a garage sale coming up, you can put that on the air. Give us your phone number. Tell us where you are, and maybe we can run some people by your house. So we'd love to have that. Speaking of garage sales or flea markets or that sort of thing, on June 12th and 13th, which is a Saturday and Sunday, the Tiffin Flea Market is going on, and that's up at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. It's free of charge, no admission. They do have inside and out stuff, so if it rains, you can actually go there and still be able to see flea market stuff. Saturday, it's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's, again, at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. Head on up that way. Upper Sandusky also has a farmer's market every Saturday in June, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. At the park in Upper Sandusky. So stop on out that way. By the way, we also had a notification come from the mayor saying that they're looking for lifeguard people that are interested in a class in lifeguard certification. And they're going to be having that at Lincoln Park Aquatic Center during the week of June 7th. Scholarships are available for qualifying individuals, or for the cost of certification class. Individuals interested in participating and becoming certified lifeguards should contact Andrew Franklin at 740-725-9611. Again, to set yourself up for being certified as a lifeguard, contact Andrew Franklin at 740-725-9622. So, also, let's see, what else are we doing here? On the 11th, we're still good here. No, we've gone past that day. No, tomorrow. The Tall Grass Trail is having a night hike, and the trail will start at hike will start at 9:30 p.m. Excuse me, and please bring a red flashlight. You know, you put red over your flashlight. You can, you know, buy that red tape, or you can put a red handkerchief over it or something like that, but make sure it's red, because it affects the critter's eyes. It also affects your eyes. And that's on the 4th, and out at the Tall Grass Trail, and it's 9:30, so head on that way. And now that the COVID restrictions are taken off, you don't even need to call ahead and ask if they have too many people. Okay, on June 11th, kiddos at the park from 10 to 11:30 a.m. They're going to go on a hike, and it's geared for preschool age. So that would be out there at the Tall Grass Trail. And then on the 12th, Nature's Calling 5K at Marion Tall Grass Trail. So it's called the Nature's Calling 5K. It's a walk or a run. Check-in will be at 9 a.m. and the kids' dash will start at 10 a.m. And there is a $25 registration for the adults. To register, please contact Exploratorium. Exploratorium. At www.exploreitmarion, exploreitmarion.org. Okay, those are some of the things we got going on that they've sent in to us to announce here on Swap Shop. We're going to be giving you lots of information today about strange stuff, okay? And if you do have something to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Okay. In 1889, the Queen of Italy, Margherita Savoy, ordered the very first pizza delivery. I bet they didn't show up in a car, though. They might have. I suppose they could have. But that was the first pizza delivery. Naturally, it was in Italy. And by a queen. Oh, well. Let's see here. You can buy... Oh, this sounds delicious. Are you ready for this? You can buy eel-flavored ice cream in Japan. Holy moly. I ate eel in Amsterdam, and it was the nastiest thing I've ever put in my mouth. It was horrible. And it was chewy. I can't tell you how much I hated it. Well, I'm telling you, right? But you can buy eel-flavored ice cream in Japan. Now, moose tracks, I've heard of, matter of fact, I have moose tracks in my refrigerator, and that doesn't refer to moose poop. It's chocolate. But eel-flavored ice cream sounds like it's going to taste like eel. Yeah, at least it's not as rubbery as eel. Eel, to me, was very rubbery. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, here at 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble, your host. And if you want to call in any of your stuff, 740-383-9944. All right, although the bobcat is rarely seen. Now, I happen to be a bobcat. I used to be assistant athletic director at OU, and that's Ohio University. I heard somebody call it Oklahoma. I guess Oklahoma OU is also the OU. But anyway, although the bobcat is rarely seen, unless you're in Athens, Ohio, it is the most common wild cat in North America. It's the most common. Yeah, there are I suppose there are mountain lions out west. Might even be some down south. But the bobcat is much more common. But you just don't see it. They're smarter. They just don't show up. Right? All right. A cat's tail contains nearly 10% of all the bones in its body. Have you ever noticed how a cat can wag its tail and one end will flip one direction, the other end go the other way? Well, they got 10% of their bones are in that tail. So, dogs don't like being pulled by tails, but I can't imagine a cat would like it. I've never pulled a cat by its tail that I can recall. I have pulled a dog by its tail, but only to get it out of trouble. You know, if it gets stuck in a hole or something like that, I've done that. But I try not to do that. Doesn't seem like a very nice thing to do for a puppy dog. I keep looking for a puppy dog. My puppy dog died about 3 months ago. And I've really been struggling. So I have been looking for a new puppy dog. That's something maybe I should have put on Swap Shop. Hey, we've got a phone caller. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, you want to know something else what cats can do?
What can they do?
They can get you sick. My son has cat scratch fever right now.
They can get you sick? Cat scratch fever. What's it like?
They carry. I thought it was just a funky old song by Ted Nugent.
Yeah, I remember the song.
It's a real thing. If you ever wondered, it's a real thing. Listen, this story's kind of long, so here we go.
Okay.
My birthday was on the 15th, and my son was nice enough to help me with my vegetable garden. He told me, you don't need to rent a tiller. I'm going to do this for you. So he got out there and did all the backbreaking work of turning up the garden and all this and that. Well, how does that tie into cat scratch fever?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. So the next day, after all that strenuous manual labor, he said, I don't feel like I can walk right. He's like, I'm in a lot of pain. So I said, okay. I took him to the doctor. Well, we just figured that it was a hernia because they run in our family, and he sort of had like a bulge down his groin. So
yeah.
That's what the doctor said, too. He said, oh, that's a hernia. I've had one repaired myself. You know,
yeah.
No big deal. So he refers us to the surgeon. Well, before we go see the surgeon orders an ultrasound. We go take the ultrasound, then we have our consult with the surgeon. Surgeon says, that ain't no hernia. He said, your lymph nodes are enlarged, and he did blood work on him. And he said, the reason is you have contracted a bacteria called Bartonella.
Bartonella.
And that's also commonly referred to as cat scratch fever.
Huh.
And I said, well, our cat doesn't scratch or bite. So what do you make of that? And he said, you don't have to. Just casual contact with them can give it to you.
So it's like in its fur, or is it?
I'm getting ready to. I'm not sure. I'm still learning a lot about this. Now,
uh-huh.
I don't even. My cat doesn't seem sick. So this could have been just like a neighborhood cat. I'm not sure who all he came in contact with. But I'm going to call my vet and find out if I can take Ninja. That's my cat, Ninja.
Uh-huh.
To the vet, and they can do a test on him to see if he's the one that gave. Because I certainly don't want to get this. But
yeah.
The good news is, it's a quick fix. All you have to do is take like 2 weeks worth of doxycycline. That's just an antibiotic, and then it goes away.
Well, let's hope you can do that. Can it be fatal for cats?
I don't know. Like, I really don't know.
I hope not.
I told you. I just thought it was a corny old song from, like, the 70s.
Yeah, I did, too.
I didn't even really know. That's just like when I was a little girl. My mom would tuck me in bed at night, and she'd say, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite.
Right.
I just thought that was, like, some kind of, like, little nursery rhyme. I really didn't know you could get bed bugs.
Bed bugs,
I thought,
yeah.
I've never had them. But yeah. I didn't know these were real things. Well, let me tell you, they are.
Yeah, Yeah, so I've heard. Now, you know what you've done, though? I'm going to be humming Cat Scratch Fever the rest of the day.
I mean, it's a catchy little tune, but I just wanted to let you know that's one more thing that cats can do, Glenn.
Okay. Well, we will try not to get sick. We'll stay away from your cat for a while.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Oh, Cat Scratch Fever. I love it. I love that song. Well, no, I don't. But anyway, it will stick in my head now that she brought that up for the rest of the day. I'm going to go to the grocery store singing that. So if you see me, I'm going to be at a grocery store humming Cat Scratch Fever. So okay. Well, she didn't want to sell anything, but she did give us a great story. I like hearing that. And she's a regular listener, so we want to hear all her stuff, right? All right. The term astronaut. You know what the term astronaut actually means in Greek? Astronaut. Astro means star, and naut means sailor. So astronaut is a star sailor. Pretty good. Yeah, I like that. A gecko. Gecko feet have millions of tiny hairs that stick to the surface with a special chemical bond and let them climb walls and hang on just by one toe. Oh my, that doesn't sound very comfortable, but geckos have little sticky feet that help them cling on walls. That's one of the parts about going south for me that I don't like. We went camping down on the Keys, and we had several little critters like that come into our tent. And if you ever listen to me when I'm interviewing James Anderson, the Marion County naturalist, you'll know I'm not a big critter hugger. I love critters. I absolutely do love them. And I will protect one. And I will even help one if it gets in trouble. But I'm not a big lover of picking them up if I don't have to. All right. The calcium in our bones and the iron in our blood come from ancient explosions of giant stars. That's kind of cool. You probably, if you've listened to my other shows, you know my religious bent. And one of the things that I have learned as I've tried to understand the world and the cosmos is that I am a pretty strong believer that when I pass away, my dust will go back to, you know, where it was before. It'll eventually, after tens of thousands of years, my little critters, my little calcium, and my little stuff like that will all be stardust again. And that's kind of cool. It is kind of cool. And it also helps me know that I will have the sentience that I had before I was born, which is none. So I won't have to worry about where I am floating around in space. The Nile crocodile can hold its breath underwater. How long do you think it can hold its breath? Not 5 minutes, not 10 minutes, not an hour, but 2 hours. They can hold their breath underwater waiting for prey. Which, if you happen to be in the water, you could be that prey. So be very careful if you're going to go, especially down in Florida, there's a lot of lakes and bodies of water that have critters like that just laying there waiting for a chomp. Chomp, chomp, chomp. All right. Jellyfish, or jellies, as scientists call them. Scientists are smarter than we are, I guess. They call them jellies, not jellyfish. Because they're not a fish. They have no brain, no heart, and no bones. Did you know that? I didn't know there was any living creature that had no heart. How do they get blood around me? They apparently don't have blood. They have other fluid that moves around, maybe, just from their motion in the ocean. That sounds like something that some fancy boxer would say. I don't know. All right. The Chinese giant salamander. Now, 2 months ago, we had James Anderson on my show on Thursday, on the final Thursday of each month. He was on with a salamander, and the salamander's name was Sally. Sally was a boy salamander, but he was very, very handsome. Dark black with white spots on him. Now, James said they were yellow spots. I saw them as white, but, you know, I have two colorblind sons, so maybe I was seeing it wrong. Anyway, he was about 4 or 5 inches long, maybe 6 if we really stretched him a little bit. The largest, the Chinese giant salamander, can grow to be... how big is that? 6 feet long. I don't think I want James bringing a 6 foot long salamander into the radio station. That's one of those animals I will guarantee you I will not cuddle with. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop. We're not doing a lot of swapping right now, but we're doing a lot of talking right now. If you have something that you want to sell, or if you have something that you want to explain, which we had earlier, cat scratch fever. Anyway, if you have something you want to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's the way Swap Shop goes. Some weeks we have 6, 7, 8, 9 callers. Other weeks we have 0. We don't mind. We'll keep talking. I always have stuff I can read to you to make you smarter, right? And this is making you smarter. Did you know that there's a giant salamander that grows up to 6 feet long? I didn't. I wonder if it breathes through its skin like other salamanders do. Anyway, it doesn't tell me that. People reportedly prefer blue toothbrushes over red ones. That's interesting. My wife and I use a blue toothbrush and a red one. And it's the typical old guys have blue and women have pink. Well, my wife has a red one. She doesn't like pink. But we have blue and red. Blue toothbrushes are preferred by all people, I guess. I'll have to ask my wife if she'd rather have the blue. I don't care if I have a red one. Some people used to believe that kissing a donkey could relieve a toothache. Yeah, that sounds real. All right, let's go to the phone here. We've got a caller. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm just calling to let you know I'm having a yard sale tomorrow.
Yes. And the yard sale is where?
All right.
Wait a minute. My pen stopped working. Okay. Yard sale. I got it. Go ahead.
Okay. It's a little bit of a drive, but it's down in Waldo.
Waldo.
And it's going to be at 745 Norton Road.
Norton Road. Okay.
And we're going from 9 to 4.
From 9 to 4.
And we just have a whole variety of stuff. Okay. I guess you would call it bric-a-brac.
Okay.
Just a lot of different things to buy, and it should be a pretty good sale. So,
do you have any stuff for guys?
Well,
like golf clubs or baseball bats, or you know.
Oh no, we don't have a whole lot of stuff for guys, but we do have some patriotic decorations and things like that.
That's kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, different fun things like that. We have a big old area rug and just a bunch of different things.
Okay.
Know.
Let me read this back to you so I know you're having a yard sale. It's going to go on from 9 to 4, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's on Saturday. That's this Saturday, right?
Tomorrow, actually.
Oh, tomorrow. Not Saturday. Yeah. Friday.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad I asked. Okay, you have a yard sale going on from 9 to 4 on Friday. It's down in Waldo. It's at 745 Norton Road. And isn't that one of the major roads that crosses across to Waldo?
It's the one that's just south of Waldo. It's the one that goes right past the Norton Sporting Goods
shop. Yes, yeah. I know exactly where you are. Okay. Very good. We will announce that a few times while we're still on the air.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank
Have
you.
A good sale. I hope you avoid the rain.
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. We've got a yard sale going on. Down in Waldo, this is tomorrow. It's not Saturday. It's Friday. It's going on from 9 to 4 in Waldo at 745 Norton Road. Now, that's the road that goes east and west, right in front of the Norton Sporting Goods place. And the yard sale will be tomorrow. Go down there and get some of your bric-a-brac, as he called it, okay? Excellent. All right, we'll mention that again. But if you have stuff for a yard sale you want to mention, give us a call at 740-383-9944. All right, let's continue on with some of our crazy stuff that I have here. I have a fly that is trying to drive me crazy here in the studio. I've got to figure out how to get rid of that little booger. Some people used to... I already mentioned the thing about if you kiss a donkey, that'll relieve a toothache. I think that'll just make you crazy. Scientists say that the best time to take a nap, and I know the best time to take a nap because this is when I do take my nap, the best time to take a nap is between, and you don't have to do the whole hour and a half, but it's between 1 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. Because that's when there's a dip in body temperature, and that makes us feel sleepy. So what a great time to take a little nap. Now, what I do quite often, like on Wednesday and Thursday, I go home from the radio station. I get home, on Wednesday I go shop, so I get home at about 2 then. But today I'll get home about 1:15. I will take my little, my nap is usually 25 minutes long. Sometimes I extend that. But anyway, that's the best time to take it. The best time to take a nap is between 1 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. because your body temperature makes a dip and you do feel a little sleepy then. Also, I usually eat a little something before I sleep. That's why I weigh more than I should, right? Because of the speed of the Earth's rotation, because it changes over time, a day in the age of dinosaurs was just 23 hours long. And still they got, they left this Earth thanks to a, they believe, a giant asteroid's the word I was looking for, crashing into the Earth. Hope that didn't come in a long time. Hummingbirds' wings can beat how many times do you think in a second? It's more than 10. It's more than 20. It's more than 100. 200 times a second. Now, we did see our very first hummingbirds yesterday at my house. And I was told that they would be here earlier, but they didn't get here until yesterday, our very first hummingbird. Our hummingbirds like the green, evergreen stuff that we have out front. I'm not sure if it's arborvitae or what it is, but they love it, and that's where they come. And so, and I've been told also... You know, with those electric trimmers for greenery, be careful when you're going into evergreen because there are little birds and little hummingbirds that can be sitting in there, and you don't want to kill any of those. So be careful, scare them away or something. There are more than 1,200 water parks in North America. Now, apparently ours hasn't opened up yet. I guess it's going to be this weekend. But there are 1,200 water parks in North America. More there are 1,200 water parks. Now, I'm not sure whether that means water parks like the one that we have out that they put in for Marion, or whether that means the professional ones like... the ones in Upper Sandusky and down in Columbus. I'm not sure which that means. I would guess that it means all water parks, but we don't know. More human twins are being born now than ever. Wonder why that is. I should have looked that up. Now, some of the stuff I did look up, but I did not look up why more twins are being... I have a pair of twins. The gentleman you just heard on the radio talking about publishing his books, my son, he has a pair of twins. They are, 13 years old. They're both 13 years old. Crazy little guys. Love them to death. The first person convicted of speeding. How fast do you suppose the very first person convicted of speeding was going? 8 miles an hour. Well, I suppose that's faster than most horses were trotting through towns. So maybe that's why they did it. Now, I do know a gentleman, and I use that term loosely. I know a gentleman who was picked up and got a DUI while he was riding his bicycle. So I guess you can get convicted of speeding at 8 miles an hour. All right. Now, this is kind of interesting, and this did explain it all, but I'm not going to explain it. The new car smell that you smell when you get in, you know, when you're out shopping, and oh, that smell is so good. And by the way, I went to a car wash, and they gave me one of those things you hang on the rearview mirror, and it supposedly smelled like new car smell. Yeah, it didn't smell like new car smell. It smelled nice, but it didn't smell like new car smell. But anyway, apparently the new car smell comes from the scent of dozens of chemicals that are in your new car. Dozens. Does that make you want to buy used cars? The last car I bought was a used car, and we found out that it had mice in it, and so my car smells a lot like mint, because we found out if we put mint into the car, that got rid of the mice. Well, we got rid of the mice anyway, but that keeps them out. So I have minty smell in my car. I'm not sure if it's peppermint or spearmint or what type of mint, but it was something that that a gentleman at a car place told me if I got it and put it in the car, it would keep them away, and it's done an excellent job. Excellent. Okay. And you know, for some reason or other, the mice, chewed the electric wires in the car, and that's why we found out that we had them, because our lights quit working. And we had that repaired, and it's fine now, but boy, that was a pain in the neck. All right. Did you know? Now, this, I remember as a kid, we used to scare each other by saying that if you dye your hair and your fingernails continue to grow. Well, this says, and also we found out that they grow faster when you're pregnant. Now, this says that the first part of that is incorrect, that your nails and your hair does not grow very long after you pass away. But it does say that when you're pregnant, your nails and hair will grow faster. But since you're still alive, it doesn't stop. All right. The moon, by the way, if you ever go to the moon and you're not from California, you might feel something unusual under your feet. It has moonquakes. That's interesting. Moonquakes. I don't know if they're as bad as earthquakes, but they do have moonquakes up there. Here's kind of an interesting thing for all you guys that are out there this weekend. You're gonna do the barbecue grill. You're gonna put the meat on it, and you want it to taste perfect, and you want it to be nice and tender. Pineapple is a natural meat tenderizer. That sounds like it might be good. I wouldn't mind pineapple on my steaks, as long as it wasn't too much. I am not a big fan. If you ever watch on TV, almost every cooking show, they'll put all the stuff together, and they're going to have a great day of food and everything, and then they ruin it by squeezing lemon all over it. I hate lemon on steaks. I hate lemon on fish. Well, I'm not a big fish fan anyway. I don't like lemon on anything except for lemonade. Now, I don't mind lemon on, and it does a really good job if you want to keep, like, guacamole green instead of turning brown. You put lemon juice in with that, and it really does keep it greener a lot longer. I don't know what it does, but it does keep it greener. All right. this is an interesting point. Humans are the only animals that blush. How do you know? That's what it says right there. Okay, let me go over. We have a yard sale tomorrow that we're going to advertise here. The yard sale is going to be down in Waldo, and it's going to go from 9 to 4 tomorrow, Friday, at 745 Norton Road. Now, Norton Road is that road that crosses from east to west, right there in front of Norton Sporting Goods. Go down there and pick up some tchotchkes or pick up some, what did he call it? Odds and ends, I guess. Down there in Waldo from 9 to 4 on Friday, 745 Norton Road. They're going to have a yard sale. That'd be a great thing to do. I would like to go. I miss going to yard sales. I used to go to them all the time when I owned a Play It Again sports store, because I'd pick up lots of sporting goods that we would recondition and resell. We got a Tiffin, there's a Tiffin flea market that goes on at the Seneca County Fairgrounds, and it'll be June 12th and 13th. The 12th is Saturday, and it'll go from 9 to 4 on Saturday, and then 9 to 3 on Sunday the next day. It's free admission. Why not go if it's free? And they do not want you to bring your pets, and I understand that. Upper Sandusky's Farmers Market, every Saturday in June from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that'll be at the park in Upper Sandusky. Make sure you head that way. If you want to get prepared for your lifeguard certification, the Lincoln Park Aquatic Center will be having classes, they'll be doing the classes starting in the week of June 7th. There are scholarships available. So if you're interested, contact Andrew Franklin at 740-725-9622. That's Andrew Franklin at 740-725-9622. 9622, and you can sign up for that class. Great thing to do. I was a lifeguard when I was young. I really enjoyed it. I saved a couple people, not a lot. Thank goodness. I prefer not to have to save people. We kept them safe. We did have one time, I was a lifeguard at a pool that was indoors, but it was held up by hot air. It was basically a big tent held up by hot air, and some little smart aleck kid left a door open intentionally, and I'm sitting on the lifeguard stand, and all of a sudden I feel something bump my head, and I look up, and here comes the roof. We didn't have any problem. We got it back up, though. All right. Let's see. Where are we? The world wastes about 1 billion, that's 1 billion with a B, metric tons of food each year. That's kind of a shame. I don't know where we waste it. If you go out behind a restaurant on a Sunday or something like that, after they've had a big run, they're going to have some stuff they're throwing away. So Anyway, it would be nice if we could just transfer that to people that need it. And I think there's more and more of that going on. Let's hope so. All right. The wood frog can hold its pee. It doesn't have to pee for up to 8 months. In my house, it's probably maximum 2 hours. That's way more than you needed to know, right? Okay. Only two animals like spicy food. One of them is us. Human beings like spicy food. And the tree shrew. Smart animal. Maybe they party more than the other shrews. Those are the only two mammals that like spicy food. Humans and the tree shrew. Okay, this is kind of an interesting one. I never knew this, and we're going to tell you. If you didn't know it, you're going to know the answer to what do the M's stand for on M&M's. You know, there are two M's. What does it stand for? Well, it stands for Mars and Murray. Mars and Murray. Those were the two originators of M&M's, Mr. Mars and Mr. Murray. And that's what the two M's stand for, M&M's. Ooh, I had some good M&M's last night. First time I'd ever had, I think it's called caramel M&M's. I think it was caramel. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. I wouldn't want to have too many of them. They are really rich. Holy cow. Probably not good for your teeth either. Now, if you're having problems with lately with the COVID thing, people are concerned about the doorknobs, grabbing a doorknob. Now, if it's a copper doorknob, they're self-disinfecting. Now, I'm not sure you'd want to grab one immediately after somebody grabbed it that had COVID, but they are self-disinfecting. So if you have copper doorknobs on your front door, you probably don't have to worry about that doorknob. It's self-disinfecting. Okay, can you imagine who would invent cotton candy? Cotton candy was invented by a dentist. Yeah, of course it was. He needed more business. Cotton candy was invented by a dentist. Hey, by the way, you're listening to a Swap Shop, and we have a yard sale going on tomorrow. We need to get you down there and pick up some tchotchkes in Waldo. It's going to go on from 9 to 4 on Friday, tomorrow, at 745 Norton Road. Again, that's in Waldo, 745 Norton Road, yard sale from 9 to 4. Head on down that way. Sounds like a fun place to be. Okay. Here's another one that says fingernails do not grow after you die. Well, I think we already said that. Madame Curie is the only person on Earth to earn... Well, she's not the only person on Earth, but she's the only person to earn a Nobel Prize in two different sciences. She won one in physics in 1903, which she shared with her husband, and she won in chemistry in 1911 for her work on radioactivity. Now, she also passed away due to her work in radioactivity. She died of cancer, created by that radioactivity, but she received two Nobel Prizes in two different sciences. Now we're going back to some music. Earlier we were talking about Cat Scratch Fever. This one is Creedence Clearwater Revival has the most number two Billboard hits without ever having a number one. Oh, that's got to be frustrating, right? Oh, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I remember them. All right. Now, you know there's a dot over the I and there's a dot over the small j. Dot over the small I and dot over the small j. Do you know what those are called? They're called the tittle. T-I-T-T-L-E. The tittle. I don't know why, but that's what they're called. Chewing gum boosts. Now, that's pretty hard to... Okay, I'm going to read it. It says it right here. Chewing gum boosts concentration. Okay, I'll take their word for it. This is all scientifically checked out, I guess. All right. Let's see. We're getting pretty close to the end of Swap Shop. Let me give you one more call on this yard sale. It's in Waldo at 745 Norton Road. Now, that's going to be tomorrow at 745 Norton Road from 9 to 4. Don't miss out on that one. All right. And let's see. What else have we got here? The first computer was invented in 1940, in the 40s. This is kind of an interesting one. The unicorn is the national animal of Scotland. Of course it is. The unicorn. And that's probably the only place you'll ever see one, right? The total weight of ants, you know, the little boogers that get in your food when you're at a picnic, the total weight of ants on Earth once equaled the total weight of people. Yikes, what a picnic that would be. And do you know what the most common letter is in the English language? The most common letter, my guess was A, but I was wrong. It's E. And if I had thought about it, I probably would have figured that out, because E's at the end of so many words, and it's silent quite often, but it's there. E is the most common letter, and it appears in 11% of all English words. Oh, by the way, if you want to go to the healthiest place on the world, and I've been there, it's Panama. It wasn't so healthy while they're building the Panama Canal. A lot of men died down there, but it had nothing to do with health. It had to do with being crushed by falling mechanical things. Showers really do spark creativity. Every time I get in a shower, I always sing like I'm much more creative. And playing the accordion was once required for teachers in North Korea. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop. Let me read this one last time. We've got a yard sale down at Waldo, and it'll be tomorrow from 9 to 4. It's at 745 Norton Road. And hey, thanks a lot for listening today. We had a great day. I got to talk to my son free of charge. I hope he gave you some information that those of you are interested in that want to do some self-publishing. He's got 9 books out and going for more. So thanks a lot for listening. I'm Glenn Coble. You've been listening to WWGH 107.1, and this is Swap Shop. Have a great day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio.